You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to Movie Phone. Oh no, sorry, that's my other job. Hello, and welcome back to As the Curtain Rises. Yes, we're returning to the creation of a new Avatar musical led by out-of-their-element writers Kay and Bobby. And Bobby's ex-babe Thomas. Today is a particularly special day. Auditions begin. Talent is overflowing. Somewhere, I'm sure, but not necessarily on the 10th floor of Ripley Greer, where the hundreds and hundreds of actors desperate to make a spectacular impression on casting director Deborah Hannaford and the Avatar creative team are busy chasing their props around the actors' holding rooms. Don't ask. These very nervous and now sweaty, exhausted actors, all decked out in various shades of blue, have 8 bars and 5 minutes tops to prove just how fabulous they are. Ah, auditions. Break a leg, you guys! And seriously, I mean it.
Today is double A day. Avatar auditions. The show of the year, if not the decade, a century. Everyone wants in. I just did a quick walkthrough at Ripley Greer and spotted 17 Tony nominees, 5 Tony winners, 2 Tony winners who didn't deserve to win, and a whole lot of wannabes. Obs, I'm not auditioning. Still waiting on my call, Deb.
Can I borrow your group 1, we'll see you all at one time. Please leave all props, including live animals, in the rehearsal studio. Rebecca will oversee your pets during your audition. Groups 2 through 10, please wait until we call you in the actors' holding rooms. Groups 11 through 20, please take your everything you've brought with you and wait for my associate Derek to send you back upstairs. Groups 21 through 35, please return next Tuesday by 9 a.m. sharp. I did not say you could leave yet. Now, as always, we here at Speak to Me Talent encourage you all to sparkle. But if your voice doesn't span 4 octaves, you can take your creatures and leave right now. Forget about coming back next week. I will leave you with one last piece of advice. Be confident, or Steve Jones will eat you for lunch. Oh, have fun, or whatever. I have confidence in sunshine. I have confidence in rain. Don't mess up.
Next Tuesday. Oh, I'm only in the city.
Am I more than just my resume?
Just in time. Brought everyone some Starbucks. It's going to be a long but productive day. Zoe, looking forward to this.
That is so great, Cheryl. Thank you. What a thoughtful producer. Now, let's get this moving, people. The line is down the street, and I need to head to JFK by 4 p.m. L.A. auditions start at 9 tomorrow morning, San Fran the next day, Utah. Yes, Utah. Then Chicago after that. Are we documenting this? I'm going to want to look back at our top group on the plane. Ryan, are you on it? Good.
Let's do this, people.
Don't give that woman any coffee. Do you hear me?
Oh, this is so great. Cheryl, you remembered my drink. Triple shot mocha espresso with extra whip and a dash of vanilla. Thank you.
But of course, Bobby.
Not a good idea, Bobby. You'll need a nap in an hour.
Oh, no. I've got this. Not to worry. I love this day. Seeing how eager all these people are.
Makes you excited just to break their spirits, doesn't it?
Sorry. Am I late? Went to the other Ripley Greer. My bad.
No problem. Thomas, take a seat next to me. Kay, can you, move over a little?
It would be my pleasure. Is Jersey far enough? Kidding.
I was talking to Tony Kushner this morning about what an amazing day the first day of auditions can be.
Oh, really? I read that he's totally off the grid right now working on a new play. That's so great that you got to talk to him.
Oh, Andrew Barth Feldman. You can't believe everything you read online.
Okay, Team Avatar. We can get started whenever you're ready. As you know, Zoe and I have been through 3 days of open calls, and we have only seen 10% of the people who want to audition. Oh, I've never seen anything like it.
I couldn't agree more. So inspiring. No, I'm just going to say it. We've seen the future of Broadway. Stand back.
All right. Enough sugar-soaked preamble. Let's get started so we can end this.
Cool. Okay, we're going to start with the role of Jake. Oh, I'm sorry. Ryan, guys, I am very embarrassed. Ryan, I see we have a typo on the sides. Instead of Jake, it says Lake.
No, that's right. The male lead of Avatar, that's two V's, mind you, is Lake Gully.
What?
Does it really matter?
Lake Gully? Oh, you weren't kidding. Up first for Lake Gully, Alan Walrus. You know his work, Tony, 2 years ago for the Google musical.
I love that musical.
Alan, thank you for joining us.
Hey, everyone.
What the hell? Crutches?
Oh, Alan, thank you for coming in, even with your situation.
My what?
Cheryl, he's reading for Jake. I mean, Lake. He loses his legs, remember?
Oh, right. Of course. Nice touch.
Yeah, Mr. Jones, Miss Phillips, Bobby, Kay. Hey, Thomas. And of course, Zoe, I am so
Yeah. Are you going to sing or what?
Oh, yes, sorry. Right away, sir.
Alan, take your time. Not to worry, darling.
Thank you.
A blue moon. A blue moon. Avatar. It's gonna be a very long day.
And next, Gwendolyn George, drama desk winner for That's a Tall Tree and Serious Triple Threat.
Oh, thank you, Deborah. It's so great to see everyone. Bobby, Kay, I haven't even had the chance to congratulate you on the last cigar. Oh my god. And now Avatar. I mean, how cool is that?
Yes.
Oh, no need for piano. I've got this. Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in my eyes telling you? Am I blue? You'd be too, if each plan with your man just fell through.
Wow, amazing.
Great.
Seriously? Is every audition song going to have blue in the title? What's next? Blue velvet? Blue suede shoes? Blue bayou? Crystal blue persuasion? I guess that's why they call it the blues? I'm blue, da-ba-dee, da-ba-da? Or one of my all-time least favorites, song sung blue? I think if one person showed up right now and sang a song about the color red, they'd really stand out. Genius, right? Oh, hi, Deborah.
That's lunch. See you all back here in 1 hour.
Kay, can I speak to you for a moment?
Deborah, I'll see you back here. Of course, Cheryl. What's up?
I just wanted to apologize about how this whole thing has been handled. You didn't deserve a sneak attack that way.
Oh, well, that's just mist over the Hallelujah Mountain, Cheryl. Truly, it's a relief to not have to shoulder the book and lyrics. Now Bobby and I can focus on the songs and I can actually breathe again. This is a relief.
Well, okay. If you're sure.
Absolutely. Now, I'm just going to run down to the bodega and get some Drano. I'm kidding. Okay, I'm getting sandwiches for a quick work session with the gang.
Hey, Bobby. I feel like we haven't had the chance to chat.
What? No. What? You were just over at the apartment the other night.
And you avoided being alone with me the whole time.
No. That's crazy, Thomas. We're all adults here. Steve, I wanted to talk to you.
You did?
Yeah. Sorry, Thomas, if you'll just excuse us. Thanks, Steve.
Actually, I did want to talk to you. I think we need a song to preview on America's Got Talent to drum up some interest.
Thanks, Steve.
You will never believe who I just saw deep in Story Conference. NYC's hottest exes, Bobby and Thomas. And Kay, nowhere to be seen. Is there trouble brewing at Avatar? JK, that's like the happiest group of people I've ever seen on a show. Hashtag jelly.
But that mere fact will not stop increasingly snarky and devious very junior agent Maxwell Fernsby from making the moves on his boss's client portfolio while the poor guy recovers from dimpleplasty. It just doesn't get uglier than that, now does it?
Well, this is certainly out of the way.
I wanted the chance to really talk to you, Kay. Look, I know things have been very difficult.
Not at all. The last few weeks have been an absolute dream from a creative standpoint.
Really?
Maxwell, you really need to get better at this. Tell me why I am at a restaurant called Pasta Lovers.
Well, I have some potentially very exciting news. Potentially. We've never discussed it, but I've been a fan of your first novel since I read it in college.
Wait just a second, Maxwell Fernsby. You've read Union Hotel?
Listen, there's interest. Big interest.
Netflix?
Amazon.
But how did they even read it? That came out over a decade ago, and it hasn't exactly set any lists on fire.
I felt bad about the Thomas thing, so I made some calls. It was nothing.
And now Amazon wants to adapt my novel into a movie?
Oh, we're talking series.
Series?
Mm-hmm. Would you be interested? It might interfere with Avatar.
I heard the second V there, Maxwell. Great work. As for interfering, I'm counting on it.
I thought you might be.
What?
Oh, I said, I have some more calamari. It's chewy. It's good. Very chewy. Incredibly chewy. Mm.
Deborah, I think we've got some real contenders here.
Zoe, come on. You know how this works. We make our lists, and then the producers ignore them and go on IMDb, and then we have to call celebrities and beg for an 8-week commitment.
No, but that doesn't make this any less exciting.
Hey, team. Just wanted to drop by and say hey.
Gosh, that's amazing. Is that Emma? Oh, my God.
Assorted auditioners. Yes, Emma Olivia is here in the flesh. That's right. I know, it's so cool. But I just wanted to say that I remember being where you are right now. Mm-hmm. I do, sitting in that uncomfortable chair and watching people just walk by. And then I dropped out of high school and I moved to Manhattan and I booked my first Broadway show on my second day in town. Oh, I know, right? Use my story as your inspiration. You are beautiful. You are talented. And you are done. Ugh, none of you are right for my new show. You're all dismissed.
Seriously?
What did you just do, Emma Olivia?
Excuse me, Emma Olivia? What's going on? Have you lost your mind?
Oh, they're all just too Branson for words. And we're on a time crunch, aren't we?
Wow, that is some harsh leadership, Emma Olivia. And I love to see a powerful woman own her own time.
Her time.
So it looks like we have a bit more breathing room than we'd anticipated. Emma Olivia, do you want to do some reads with a short list?
Really, no. You don't need a short list. I have our star right here. Stavros, meet Zoe, the director choreographer.
It's very nice to meet you.
Oh, why hello there.
I'm Deborah.
I'm Stavros.
Okay, he's with me. Calm down. But I think he's just the thing for Avatar. What about Stavros as Jake?
Lake,
right. Ugh, whatever. Anyway, can we just get this done?
Emmy, I can't just be handed a part. Just because Emmy and I are...
very seriously dating.
Well, yes, seeing each other on a regular basis.
Regular basis? We live together. Isn't he adorable?
Yes.
But I want to earn my part in the show, okay?
Oh, honey.
I so admire that. You know, let's have you come in and meet the team.
And just when you start to think now is the time to call the narrator, moi, in for the leading role of Jake. I mean, Lake. Well, I can't bear to watch. This is simply too painful for me. Thought I had this one in the bag. But it looks like it's out of the bag.
This is Stavros.
Ooh. I know, right?
Thank you.
So Stavros is going to be Jake.
Oh, no, he's not. Who is this guy anyway?
He was born to play Jake.
Lake!
Whatever.
So Stavros, do you have a song prepared?
Guys, This is just, is getting a little too formal, okay? Okay, quick reminder that I'm the star and I have co-star approval, and Stavros is my guy and my guy. Done and done.
But he can sing, right? You can sing, right?
No, and who cares? Stav, take your shirt off.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. Dios.
Thank you.
Lake's costumes will need to be rethought.
We're not giving this guy a leading role just because he has chiseled abs. Right, guys?
No, please. I would be honored to audition for you.
Stavi, just shut up and let me do the talking.
Deborah, if I may call you Deborah. I don't have a song prepared, but I do know the song Emma Olivia has been singing for the show. I could sing that for you now.
That would be great, Stavros. Let me just get the accompanist.
No, no need. I'll sing it a cappella.
Oh?
Okay, sure. Look, Stavi, I know I make this look easy, but it's actually a fairly complicated chord structure.
A preemptive strike on my heart. They'll stop at nothing to keep us apart. Empty dreams of crimson hues, cause without you, I've got the blues. Oh, got the blues.
Wow.
You want a more theatrical one, like more phantomy?
Sure, Stavros. Go ahead. We'd love to hear that.
Yes, please.
A preemptive strike on my heart. They'll stop at nothing to keep us apart. Empty dreams of crimson hues, cause without you, I've got the blues. Oh, I've got the blues.
It's why I got into the business. Moments like these.
A star is born.
Bobby, we need to rethink the entire score.
Yeah.
Okay, Bobby, let's meet after this and discuss character development. I see a lot more Lake in this show.
Great.
Oh, yeah, I know. We have to do that.
What the actual fuck?
Is there an actual angel in the cast of Avatar with the body of a god? Who is this guy who just sang? Ripley Greer felt almost holy, which means I know a couple of people who probably can't go in there anymore. Hashtag blind item. Hashtag I'll never tell.
Wow. Just wow. Wow, 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 wow. Everyone can go home. That guy is a Broadway star. I haven't heard a performance that heartfelt and pure since Jesse Mueller took Broadway by storm in On a Clear Day You Can See Forever. Goosebumps. I have actual R.L. Stine goosebumps. But where does that leave Emma Olivia? Will Kay, Thomas, and Bobby reach detente now that they have common desires? Will Deborah make Stavros into a film and TV star? Will Fernsby make Stavros the star of Union Hotel? Or will Steve and Cheryl lock him into a years-long Avatar contract? Will Stavros win the Tony Award? And do you think he'd take me on as a personal training client? Seriously, I eat burgers like Tic Tacs. Stay tuned for some or none of the answers in the next episode of As the Stavros Rises. Oh, whoops, sorry. As the Curtain Stavros. Damn it. As the Curtain Rises. There we go. Thank you from the bottom of our cold hearts for listening to As the Curtain Rises. A gargantuan thanks to our brilliant cast. James Monroe Iglehart as producer Steve Jones. Lilius White as producer Cheryl Phillips. Ashley Park as book writer lyricist Kay Fields. Michael Urey as composer Bobby Kearns. Sarah Stiles as diva Emma Olivia. George Salazar as agent Maxwell Fernsby in the bathroom. Ariana DeBose as director choreographer Zoe Taylor. Andrew Barth Feldman as science consultant Andrew Barth Feldman. Mauricio Martinez as Thomas. Bonnie Milligan as casting director Deborah Hannaford. Ramin Karimloo as the dreamy Stavros. Triple Threat Haven Burton, what did she write this? As Triple Threat actor Gwendolyn George. Leslie Margarita as the Broadway Disher. Alan Seals as Alan Walrus and Actor One. Jake Smith as Actor 2. Brittany Bigelow as Actor 3. Marty McGuire as Actor 4. And me, the incredible two-time Tony Award loser, Alex Brightman as the narrator! Written by Dori Berenstein and Mark Peikert. Directed by Dori Berenstein. Music, sound editing, and design by Bart Fassbender. Avatar music by Matthew Sklar. Sound engineering by Alan Seals. Banshee wrangling by the wonderful Bill Berlone. Produced by Dori Berenstein, Alan Seals, and the Broadway Podcast Network. Associate directed and sound edited by Marty McGuire. Executive produced by Liz Armstrong. And absolutely everything else by our extraordinary BPN team. Brittany Bigelow, Joanna Nikolova, Katie Rosen, Cindy Schatz, and Beatriz Westby. As the Curtain Rises was created and recorded entirely in quarantine. This Broadway soap opera celebrates and supports the Actors Fund and the BPN Frontline Worker Initiative, which you can find at bpn.fm/frontlineworkers. That's bpn.fm/frontlineworkers. And finally, a very special thanks to our producing partner, Liz Armstrong, for your extraordinary support and inspiration. Bye-bye! As the Curtain Rises through the Sound and Light Initiative is a sponsored project of the Gotham's Fiscal Sponsorship Program.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.